12 minutes past seven and the Cabinet meets later this morning, and while the daily COVID positive numbers are falling, hospitals and ICUs are still in the eye of the storm, with more sick people in hospital than at any time in the pandemic so far. The vaccine rollout continues, questions there too about fairness and transparency in the distribution and administering of the vaccine. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will be asking his colleagues at Cabinet to approve a new €91 million deal with GPs and pharmacists to administer the vaccine in practices and in mass vaccination centres. Our political editor David Murphy can tell us more now about this and other decisions expected from today's Cabinet meeting. And to that new deal with GPs and pharmacists, David, what can you tell us about it?
Well, if you think about it, Mary, the GPs and pharmacists are very used to rolling out the flu vaccine, and they have their patients, they have their network, they have their facilities. So it makes sense that the state would use the GPs and the pharmacists to roll out the COVID-19 vaccines. So this deal would pertain to any kind of vaccines which come on the market. What it does is it sets out basically a fee that would be paid to the GPs and pharmacists for doing this work, which would be €60 for a two-dose vaccine, and that would include €25 per dose plus a €10 administration fee. In the event of there being a one-dose vaccine coming on the market, they would be paid €35. The total cost for all of this will be €91 million, and it's being used to vaccinate around 1.5 million people. There will also be a fee, an hourly fee, paid to GPs and pharmacists who vaccinate in mass vaccination centres. But I think about all of this is really about trying to distribute the vaccines in large numbers to large portions of the population over the coming months. It's most likely to focus on the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is kept at in slightly different conditions to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. It doesn't have to be kept at such low temperatures, so it's slightly easier to administer. And I think that once that vaccine is approved, the deal with the GPs and pharmacists could roll out. So what we're expecting is that that could be approved perhaps at the end of this month, and then it could be rolled out in the middle of February. This deal will probably run for 6 months, and it would be subject to a review after that. So that's the proposal that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is going to bring to Cabinet this morning. And alongside that, he's also going to update them on the rollout of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I think that what he will be saying is that he expects there'll be 140,000 people to have been vaccinated by Sunday, about 70,000 healthcare workers and about 70,000 staff and residents of long-term care facilities.
He's not the only minister, of course, with big decisions. There are doubts now over the reopening of special needs schools, so that'll be across the desk of the Education Minister. Do you anticipate that will come up at Cabinet?
Well, it may do. I think the difficulty here is that the Education Minister has been in negotiations to have the schools for special needs children reopen on Thursday. There was a seminar, a webinar yesterday to update the teachers in terms of the public health advice and the position in schools. And following that, there was a statement from the INTO trade union in which the INTO said that they still had grave safety concerns and that their concerns hadn't been adequately addressed. Now, in the statement, they also leave the door open to continuing negotiations. And in the statement, they say that they want reliable, up-to-date information and supports if the efforts to reopen these schools are to succeed. So the Education Minister has said that they're going to continue talking to the teachers, and we'll have to see what happens over the coming 2 days. But certainly, I think time is very, very tight. Mm-hmm. Those talks will continue.
Okay, we'll have more on that with our education correspondent a little later on. Back to the health minister, because it's reported he's going to bring details of a review on student on student nurses before cabinet today.
That's right. I think there will be a review in terms of that. But I think one of the main points that what they're looking at is the question of using the supervisors who have been supervising the work of the student nurses, bringing them into the front line to help with the work in hospitals to deal with COVID-19. And I think there will be more updates on that.
But also some question that his review will say that there was no exploitation of student nurses on the front line.
Well, I think this is a concern that's been raised by the opposition quite a lot over the past few months, whether or not they've been fairly treated. And I think the concern certainly of the opposition is that perhaps they haven't been. So there will be an update on that. The issue really is whether or not the student nurses have been doing the work of regular nurses or not.
All right, David Murphy, our political editor. Thank you very much.